Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to my podcast. Money is the beginning of the journey, not the end. Or money is not the top of the mountain. It's just something that helps you get to the top of the mountain. Money is just part of the adventure of creation. It is not more or less important than creating anything else you desire to be, do, or have in your life. Money is not some end result. It is just part of the journey, a step along the way, just one of many steps on your adventure of creation. It is no more difficult to create and attract $1 as it is to create and attract $1 million. We just make the $1 million a big, giant, impossible monster that we believe we must vanquish to prove our worth. Or we believe it's some big monster that's going to somehow kill us. But worthiness is a human creation and means nothing in the eyes of Source. Most people have a perception that getting the money and becoming wealthy is the end of the journey. Something to shoot for retirement-wise. They live their lives based on a belief that money is the end result, the final destination of the journey, but it is not. The money, the wealth, the success, the money to have the freedom that we all desire is just part of the journey of creation. And when you achieve the wealth you desire, it is the beginning of the next adventure. So wealth is a beginning, not an end. Because unlike some greedy person that is just trying to prove their worth or believe that they have some self-worth by amassing wealth, you instead want the wealth to do more fun stuff, to have the freedom to do fun things. Money is a means to an end. It is not the end. The key point is you using money. You know, and you want to ask yourself in life and in business, finances, are you using money or is money using you? Is money your slave or are you a slave to money? Most people on planet Earth are slaves to money. If money, wealth, and success is your end result goal, then you are a slave to money. If money is something you want to have more fun with, then money is your slave, or rather your helpful friend, your helpful companion. We, as a society, abhor the greedy rich person who just amasses wealth to prove their worthiness, and who has no fun with their money and does very little to improve the quality of other people's lives with that money, because we imagine ourselves being really generous rich people. And deep down, we all know that the only reason we want to be rich is for the fun of it, not to just amass huge piles of money to prove how amazing we are. Because deep down, everybody knows that we don't have to prove our worth to anyone. And boys and girls just want to have fun. The real reason most people want to get rich is for the freedom to do what we want whenever we want. So we want money for fun and freedom because those two things are the purpose and the basis of life. We're here for the joy of creation and the joy of experiencing life in a human body, the amazing sensuality of being in a human body on planet Earth as we create our desires into physical reality. And we have the freedom and the power to create anything that we desire to create easily and effortlessly. And the least resistance you offer to receiving your own desires, the easier and quicker your desires will come to you. Which means not listening to doubt, your own doubts or the doubts and skepticism of other people. That means not listening to judgments, your own limited judgmental beliefs or the limited judgmental beliefs of others. And most of all, not trying to prove your worth by proving your success and wealth. If you have a desire to become rich and free, as most people do, then do it for the fun of it. And no other reason. Don't do it to prove your worth to your parents or your lover or your children or your friends. Don't even do it to be a good provider to your family, especially if that motivation is so your family will have respect for you. Make the necessities of life just be no big deal along the path of abundance and creation. Just make riches and wealth and opulence no big deal along the path of abundance and creation. Make being able to take care of your family in opulent ways no big deal. Just part of the adventure of creation. Just make money and wealth and riches and freedom and adventure and excitement and doing fun things and having nice things and nice houses and nice cars, etc., no big deal. Just a part of your adventure of creation. Not to prove your worth, but just for the joy of creation and the fun of reveling in your awesome power to create whatever you want in your life. Because you can. Because you want to. Because it's fun. Because it's fun to create. It's as fun to create a simple, lovely experience with someone or something that costs nothing as the fun it takes to create $10 million. I mean, don't make $10 million a big, huge, massive, impossible mission. And then it won't be. Make the adventure of creating money as easy and fun and exciting as creating a great relationship or taking an amazing trip or holiday somewhere. Make money and wealth and success and riches just part of the adventure of creation. Something no bigger or smaller than watching a beautiful sunset or making love with your lover. Make money and wealth and success and freedom just a natural, easy part of your average, everyday reality, and then it will become an average, everyday part of your reality. Make it no bigger and no more important than waking up and having breakfast. No bigger than taking a nature walk. No bigger than finding a beautiful feather. And when you can make money and wealth and success and riches and financial freedom and time freedom and travel and fun toys and houses and cars, etc., no big freaking deal, just a natural part of your life, whether you have those things or not in your physical reality, when you can make those things easy and natural, that of course I should be rich. Of course I can have wealth and riches and success and freedom and cars and houses and time freedom. Of course, of course, of course. I can be, do, and have anything I want. Of course. When you can make it easy and natural. And of course it can. Then you are vibrating in an easy state of expectation. And the wealth and riches and opulence and freedom and goodies and fun things can naturally flow into your life because you're offering no resistance against them. Hope you got something from this. Share with your friends. If you did, come visit me at zakiron.com for more supportive videos and podcasts and articles and books to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And I wish you immense adventure and excitement, tons of money, fun, joy, love, lots of sex and beautiful nature, and whatever you want in your life on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!